President Bush's proposed budget would eliminate ag education funding in Tennessee. Hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. This year, the Bush administration, once again, their budget calls for eliminating funding for the Perkins Act, and that funds a major percentage of agriculture education in Tennessee. Dr. Jay Jackman is executive director of the National Association of Agricultural Educators.
It really doesn't make sense to eliminate federal funding for these programs. Yet, that's what this administration has proposed.
Despite the Bush administration's efforts, both the House and the Senate have passed their own versions of the Perkins bill. However, House and Senate conference committee deliberations have yet to take place.
One big area of support that we need right now is to encourage members of the U.S. House of Representatives and the United States Senate to continue moving the process of the Perkins reauthorization forward. And to get Perkins reauthorized within the very near future.
Now, the Carl D. Perkins Act funds high school, career, and technical education programs across the country, including vocational agriculture courses that equip students with skills and training for future careers in agriculture. If Perkins is not funded, Tennessee stands to lose some $26 million a year for those programs. American Farm Bureau Public Policy Specialist Pat Wolf.
Career and Technical Education is not a program whose time has passed. It provides workers that we need to fuel this economy, and that's good for America and good for people who like to eat.
I feel very confident that the Congress will provide appropriations for career and technical education programs for fiscal year 2006.
But Congress still needs to hear from those folks who believe in what agricultural education is doing for the future of our nation. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.